I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly.
More or less.
What's going to happen?
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hi, welcome back. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Yeah, you learn something new every day. The 1942 Rose Bowl was played in North Carolina. Like, that seems so off. But, you know, now that we've gone through COVID, that almost seems normal, right? Where you're like, oh, hey, they had the Rose Bowl, but it was in North Carolina. But that one was because of the fear of being attacked on the West Coast after the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941. So that's the only – they've won the conference four times, Oregon State. So watch out, Scott. All right? So
I'm watching.
What are the odds – goes like this. We give you a scenario. You give us a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. All brought to you by the folks at TryDayTrading.com. Now, anybody can be a day trader. Visit TryDayTrading.com. Scott, what are the odds that some back issues that Tua Tagovailoa is dealing with, and he's, I don't know if he's questionable. Is he listed as questionable for that game, or is he a game-time decision? What's the deal with Tua? So he's not feeling great. But what are the odds then he plays Thursday against the Bengals at Cincinnati?
What are the odds?
Mm-hmm. Dealing with some back tightness.
Yeah, that sounds like a code word, dealing with some back tightness, because mm-hmm. he kind of had some head issues there. I'm gonna say...
He says he's going to try to do everything he can to play. Oh, back and ankle?
Back and ankle issues. Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Oof.
I'm going to say it's very, very low.
Oh.
I'll give it a Brett Favre, may he rest in prison in peace, 4%.
Just think about the weird paths that, of all the paths that could have been carved after their careers.
Yeah.
Guys who were, you know, your contemporaries, right? Mm-hmm. These are guys you played with. These are your peers.
Yeah.
And he would do anything he could to change spots with you, Scott, right now.
Yeah.
Would you take over for me in prison, Scott, while I do this radio show? That'd be real nice
boy.
Of you. So there you go.
There have been some real criminals in the NFL.
I'm going to go with
bad
a
dudes.
Jim McMahon 9% chance
okay.
that he plays. Because they keep saying, know that if he doesn't play, it's because he really couldn't. That was like the quote that you keep hearing. No. If he doesn't play, just know that he really
well, what,
could
would
not
there
do
be
it.
Another reason?
No, I know. I think they're trying to say that, like, he might not. He probably isn't going to play, and it's because he actually really is pretty hurt. You're not going to fake it. The Dolphins need this, man. But I think now with that, the possibility of him being out, I think it's a foregone conclusion that the Bengals get this one from the Dolphins. What are the odds that the Pac-12 is a conference in 3 years, Scott?
What are the odds?
Yes. I think it's pretty high. Come on. This is negative Jeremy throwing this one in here. That's what happened there. That's Jeremy being very pessimistic.
Well, because there's a lot of talk these days that the Big Ten is expanding, and they're expanding because
They're trying to get into the streaming business.
Jeremy, if they get into the streaming business, they got more revenue. And they get more revenue, they can bring on more teams.
I think they're going to be around.
I don't. I think Pac-12 is over. So what? They exist in 3 years? What are the odds? I'll give it what's his name? Matt Ryan, 2% chance of Pac-12's around.
I'm going to go with a Pac-12 guy because Matt Ryan was a Boston College guy. I'm going to go with a Matt Leinart, 11%.
Okay.
I just wanted to say.
You don't think it's very good either?
No, I think it's higher. I think it honestly is good.
Oh, you just wanted
to say
a Matt
junior sayout, 55%. There you go. Yeah. Was Ronnie Lott still 42 when he was at SC?
I think so.
No. Either way, I'm saying it's high. I think it's higher. I think that it's a group of powerful universities that are going to try to do everything they can to stay together, and they'll probably make something work.
Isn't it better with like four conferences, though?
Just four, you mean?
Yeah, than five.
So what are the four?
Big 12, Big 10, ACC, and the SEC.
Huh.
Yeah.
Would Utah fans be okay with that? If it's their only option, they would.
If you're in a conference and you're playing good teams and you have a chance to go, I mean, you may have a better conference. Look, if Washington or Oregon leave, and you may have a much better conference in the Big 12 than if you were in the Pac-12.
All right. I'm going
to
go with...
And you got a chance to compete to win the conference, too.
Yeah.
I
mean, be competitive. Okay, what about this one? What are the odds that BYU and Utah State, who, by the way, are not on each other's schedule at all in the near future, what are the odds they play a game by 2030? So in the next 8 years, that BYU and Utah State find a way to play one another on each other's schedule?
I will say a John Randall 93%.
You think
chance.
They'll figure it out?
Yeah,
huh?
Come on. That's 2030's way too. That's too far away.
It's not actually.
It is. What is it? 6 years?
No.
No, it's 8 years.
8 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. See, I was thinking I'm 54.
You start doing the retirement math. You start going. Hold on. What
so
am I not going to be?
54.
Yeah. You're like, who cares? I'm not going to be. I'm not going to be here.
2030? That's 8 years?
Yeah. Oh. You'll be around.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that it's actually low. I'm going to go with a Max Thule 31% chance that they end up playing each other. Because now Utah State's doing like, well, we don't really need you either. Fine. And then BYU's doing we got other bigger fish to fry. We feel like we're in the big time now. And when you're in the big time, this is the kind of move you have to make. What are the odds that Donovan Mitchell Scott does end up playing defense in Cleveland?
Well, define play defense.
He's going to work hard now.
I mean, does he?
Now he's working hard.
Because he played defense here. He just played it really poorly.
I think somebody put the numbers out. And Locke, we're going to have David Locke on. The numbers are out, and his defensive number was, I think he was ranked 8th on the team in defensive rating.
Yeah.
And he's one of the better players on the team.
Yeah.
Anyway, bad deal. I mean, everybody saw that quote in their dog and Donovan. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it was that. I don't think it was a slight at Utah. Like, now I'll play defense because I like being here. I don't think it's that. I think it was a genuinely bad way to approach it. And I think that he made a lot of effort. And if you watch Donovan Mitchell play, he made a lot of effort.
I know you're supposed to give a thing here.
Yeah.
But now he's saying he's going to play defense?
Now I'm going to play.
Why didn't he say it when he was here?
That's making everybody grumpy.
Right, and it should. And if he's not going to play defense here, then you don't want him here. I mean, it was a great move, wasn't it? If he's all of a sudden, you know, well, I was in Utah and I was just upset and mad, so I wasn't going to play defense.
You're mirroring a lot of what the people are saying today.
Well, they should
Good,
say
glad
that.
We got rid of him. Good. Yeah. We don't need you. And then they cry themselves to sleep.
Can I abstain from a vote?
Oh, okay. That's a first time, Jeremy. Write it down. September 28th.
Can I give like a I don't care?
It's not applicable. An NA.
1% chance he plays better defense.
I mean, it's kind of weird because it's like,
how's that?
Are you gonna make a noticeable difference? They have his game. His game is set. The way he plays is set. So if you suddenly are going to make a defensive part of your repertoire, you're going to make a lot of people grumpy. All right. We'll come back. When we return, we got to chat a little bit of BYU with Matt Biamonte. We usually do it on a Friday, but since it's a Thursday game, we're going to chat with him on a Wednesday. So Matt Biamonte joining us next on the program, talk a little bit about – A look back at the Wyoming game, plus a look ahead at this wagon wheel event that's happening on Thursday. So we'll come back. More to go. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.